Noam, bedein. Is that so correct? Bedin, sorry. Noam Bedin. And he's from Kæren High Sot, som er den, på dansk hedder det også den danske Israels indsamling. Og vi som ICJ, vi samarbejder med Kæren High Sot og med Jewish Agency. Når vi samler penge ind til Aliyah, så sender vi faktisk pengene til den organisation, som Noam arbejder for, fordi at de betaler direkte for flyomkostningerne og for de ting, det kræver at få de her jøder, nye ulim-jøder, til at integreres i landet. Så derfor har vi et rigtigt spændende samarbejde, og vi glæder os til at høre. Noam vil fortælle sin egen historie. Hvorfor han er kommet ind i det her arbejde, det skal I glæde jer rigtig meget til. Først skal vi se en video om Aliyah, og derefter skal vi blive ledt i lovsang af Flemming og hans band. Og så er det Noams tur. Oh, den kommer. Jeg tror, der kommer noget lyd lige om lidt. Ja, det er fint.
Exciting moment for the Christian Embassy. This is an exciting moment for the Christian Embassy. We're here at Ben Gurion Airport waiting to welcome a group of Ethiopian Jews making Aliyah to Israel. It's very exciting because we have some of our branch directors and other staff members from 40 countries around the world. For many, it's their first time welcoming these new Olim, these new immigrants here. We're waiting with some of the families of the Ethiopian Jews who are coming. It's a very exciting moment for them, for us as well, seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled. And we want to say, Am Israel Hai. Am Israel, Am Israel, Am Israel Hai. Am Israel, Am Israel, Am Israel Hai. Hey! Am Israel, Am Israel, Am Israel Hai. Am Israel, Am Israel, Am Israel Hai.
Witnessing the 57 arriving today and to be part of this through the International Christian Embassy and to know that we have paid for those flights, I know that it's such a witness to the Jewish people and it's so wonderful to be here to witness that tonight.
It's so special to be here, seeing that God is fulfilling his promises in God's word. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great joy to me and a privilege to welcome all Ethiopian Jews here. And also, it's a great work what ICJ is really doing for the Jewish people. I am here all the way from India to receive and welcoming them to this great nation.
It's a joy, and you can feel the presence of the Lord. God told Moses that my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And every time you can feel that, you can feel the presence of the Lord. He is doing it, and we're just helping a little bit.
Skal vi synge igen? Kan vi det? Kan vi det? Så starter vi med Almas Gud velsigne vær. Og bagefter en lille, faktisk en børnesang, men handler om Jesus og om korset. Men det er tomt, og han lever i dag. Og så, he's got the whole world in his hands. Som vi kan se, han har, når han tager jøderne tilbage. Golgata står der et kors.
På Golgata stod der et kors. Jesus døde på korset. Haven var der en grav. Jesus lå der i graven. Men korset er tomt. Graven er tom. Jesus stod op, og han lever. Korset er tomt. Graven er tom. Jesus stod op, og han lever. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole wide world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
Hang on to him.
He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole. He's got you and my sister in his hands. He's got you and my sister in his hands. He's got you and my sister in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother. He's got everybody here in his hand. He's got everybody here in his hand. He's got everybody here in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole world.
He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
Hang on, say whole world.
The whole world in his name.
mighty doing.
Hey, here we go. Shalom, everyone. It's a really great pleasure and honor being here today.
Jeg er utrolig glad for, at jeg kan være her I dag.
It's nothing like coming all the way from Israel straight to Denmark and saying first, thank you.
Der er ikke noget som at komme helt fra Israel og her til Danmark og kunne sige tak som det første.
And that's the first purpose. It's always, first of all, saying thank you so much for your ongoing support, for your blessings.
Det er det, som fylder, at vi kan sige tak. Tak, fordi I bliver ved med at hjælpe os. Støtte os.
It's really thanks to you that we are able to do this kind of work, to keep on going, taking part of fulfilling biblical prophecies today.
Det er på grund af jer, at vi kan blive ved med at arbejde med at se jøder komme hjem, og at bibelske profetier går I opfyldelse.
And the timing couldn't be right, I'll be honest, being here today.
The
timing couldn't be better.
Timing kunne faktisk ikke være bedre, end jeg er her I dag.
I was just right now checking the latest news, what's happening around the world, literally in the past couple of minutes.
Jeg har lige siddet med min iPhone og tjekket nyheder fra verden I de her minutter.
This is called the Al-Quds Day, which is Jerusalem Day from the Arab side.
Det er kaldt I dag Jerusalems dag, altså fra den arabiske side.
There's massive demonstrations in the Arab world right now in terms of Jerusalem.
Der er store demonstrationer fra den arabiske side mod Jerusalem.
And we are celebrating this coming Sunday, we are celebrating Jerusalem Day 52 years after returning to our ancient capital.
Ja, og på søndag 2. juni er det Jerusalems dag, hvor det jødiske folk fejrer at det 52 år siden at Jerusalem blev forenet som jødernes evige hovedstad.
And actually part of my story of documenting and accompanying Jews coming back to their homeland is seeing them, and I'll show you, the first time coming to Jerusalem to the Western Wall. It was quite an exciting event to experience firsthand.
Og når jeg har dokumenteret, hvordan jøder kommer tilbage, så er det noget af det første, de kommer til, det er til Grædmuren. Noget af det første, som de ser komme tilbage til.
I first want to just show, just a couple of weeks ago, we had a celebration in Jerusalem, giving an honorable to the ICEJ with Keren Hayesod, having a huge celebration, and honoring them for their ongoing support to the Aliyah purposes.
Det første, jeg vil vise jer, er en video, som præsenterer, hvordan at ICJ's øverste leder, Jürgen Bühler, modtager en ærespris fra Keren Hayesod I Jerusalem.
So let me just show you this short video, already showing the connection we both have today, and we'll start from this, building up, hopefully, a relationship.
Lad mig vise jer den her video også for at virke det samarbejde, I kan se det stærke samarbejde, der er mellem Cancer, Hayesod og ICJ.
Okay, let's start with the first video.
Vi starter.
Den lige med hochma, shelchador.
Keren Hayesod is one of the most amazing organizations here in the land of Israel. Its history even predates the state of Israel. For us, as Christian Embassy, it's a tremendous privilege to partner with Keren Hayesod to make sure that the future of this nation not only will be guaranteed, but that it will be even a better future than what we have today. Israel always needs the friendship and the support from both Jewish and Christian friends around the world. So Keren Hayesod will always have a very significant part of Israel's future. From its inception, the Christian Embassy always was focusing on Aliyah. From 1981, even before 1980, some of our leaders helped in Vienna, together at that time with the Mossad, to bring Jewish people out from the former Soviet Union. And even until today, Aliyah is one of the core activities of the Christian Embassy. When I heard that I would be receiving on behalf of the Christian Embassy the Yakir Award, I was really humbled because, as I said, Keren Hayesod is such an amazing organization, and that they, in a way, they are stepping beyond their boundaries and say, well, we give it this year also to a Christian organization. This was really something that really humbled me. The vision of Keren Hayesod, in so many ways, it's really the vision of the Christian Embassy, and it's very natural for us to work together on so many projects. The relationship is not just a professional one, well, it's a friendship. That makes it so exciting and so fulfilling. Israel today, in many ways, has become a light to the nations through its technology in many ways, and I believe the same will be true for Keren Hayesod, that the way how they are working with Israel, it will not only impact just Israel, but the neighborhood, but even also countries around the world.
So that's already the introduction that we have between the Christian Embassy and Keren Hayesod.
Så det er allerede startspunktet, vi har her mellem Keren Hayesod og ICJ.
You can go on to the next frame.
Så den næste.
Here on the left, if you go, yeah, yeah, there we go. This one. You got it. Okay, perfect. Here, I got it. Anyway, so Keren Hayesod, basically the foundation I'm representing today, is the official recognized foundation of Israel, that it's one of its purposes, like you heard in the video, is Aliyah purposes, is helping the Jews to come home.
Så Keren Hayesod er Israels officielle organisation, som arbejder med at sende jøder hjem, og det er den organisation, som jeg arbejder for.
It was already established in 1920.
Den er allerede begyndt i 1920'erne.
And it's next year we'll be celebrating 100 years for this foundation.
Og vi vil altså fejre 100 års jubilæum næste år.
It was in charge of building up the state of the young state of Israel to become.
Og det var faktisk ansvaret for Keren Hayesod at bygge Israel op
and
som up in, ny nation.
And up until today it brought up to 3.5 million Jews from around the world, bringing them back to Israel.
Og vi har hjulpet over 3.5 million jøder hjem.
And my job overall, my mission is actually focusing on the Nordic countries with friends of Israel like yourselves.
Og mit arbejdsområde er faktisk at fokusere på de nordiske, skandinaviske lande som jer og samarbejde med jer.
With the purpose of building up a foundation, a friendship going on.
Så at vi kan få et fundament og et venskab sammen.
With that basic specific to really connect people, giving them the opportunity to take part of fulfilling biblical prophecy.
Så vi sammen kan give mennesker en mulighed for at støtte det her arbejde og være en del af Guds profetier.
And exactly in the past almost two and a half months we've been hosting here, Israel hosted over 200 families coming from Ethiopia.
Og bare over de sidste par måneder har vi været værter for over 200 familier, som kommer fra Etiopien, jødiske familier.
And the last families you saw 2 weeks ago when you actually came to visit.
Det vi lige så, da ICJ-lederne var i lufthavn, var det sidste hold etiopiske jøder, der kom til Israel.
I'm telling you, being there at the airport and seeing this, also witnessing Ethiopian Jews that go back 2,500 years back, coming back for the first time, still coming back to Israel. These are true days we're talking about today.
Indtil man selv har stået der i lufthavnen og set, hvordan etiopiske jøder kommer tilbage efter så mange år. Det er virkelig overvældende.
And overall today, it's a challenge to absorb the Ethiopian community in Israel. They have hundreds of years of gap coming from the third world country, basically into a modern state.
Og det er en af de største opgaver vi ser, det er at kunne integrere etiopiske jøder, fordi de har over mange hundrede års, kan man sige, forskel fra de steder de kommer og så ind til et moderne samfund som Israel er.
And there's a lot that the world, especially in Europe, can learn from Israel today, how to observe immigrants and make them part of society today.
Der er faktisk meget, at Vesten kan lære af Israel, hvordan man integrerer flygtninge.
It really is a big challenge coming from all different backgrounds, cultures, religions as well, and bringing them to Israel and not to forget their own traditions from back home while being part of the Israel's modern society is quite a challenge today.
Fordi det er en stor udfordring, når man kommer med så forskellige kulturer, sprog, og kommer til Israel, og man skal integreres på ny. Det er en af de største udfordringer, vi ser. Man kommer også med forskellige jødiske traditioner, men vi lærer af det.
At the same time, every year there are emergency states where countries are in state of war or conflicts, and there are secret operations to take out the Jews from those areas to bring them to Israel.
Men alligevel hvert år så har vi jo sikkerhedsforanstaltninger, eller vi har sikkerhedsstyrker, som arbejder med lige præcis at tage jøder ud af de lande, hvor de er i sikkerhedsproblemer, hvor de ikke kan være. Der arbejder vi særligt.
For instance, we've been having in the past couple of years, we've been having Jews coming from Ukraine as refugees from all the conflicts happening with Russia.
Vi har for eksempel i de sidste år set mange jøder komme fra ud af Ukraine, og fra den krigssituation, som de har med Rusland, og det har været særligt sårbart for dem.
We've been having the most Jews today coming from France for the first time, the biggest immigration of Jews coming from France.
Og vi har gennem sidste år set jøder fra Frankrig komme.
This is mainly because the antisemitism is arising mainly in France today.
Og det er mest på grund af, at antisemitisme rejser op i Europa, i Frankrig igen.
And there's still over 500,000 Jews in France.
Vi har stadigvæk over en halv million jøder i Frankrig.
We're definitely expecting in the next couple of years to absorb more and more French Jews.
Og vi forventer, at vi skal integrere flere og flere franske jøder i de år, der kommer.
Venezuela, if you remember the crisis happening there just a couple of months ago in Venezuela, the political crisis.
I ved, at kun for nogle måneder siden havde vi en politisk krise i Venezuela.
And see, these are the places. Every year there's a new place, new area that the state of Israel is putting the focus on, where they bring the Jews out.
Så det er de her områder, vi fokuserer særligt på, at få jøderne ud fra.
And we have the mission to absorb them in Israel.
Og vi har faktisk en mission om at integrere dem i Israel.
It really is a great task. We're talking about over 30,000 Jews in the past year coming to Israel.
Det er virkelig en stor opgave, når vi tænker på det, over 30,000.
30,000.
Og ja, over 30,000 bare på det sidste år, der er kommet til Israel.
And you should just know the cost of average is around $4,000 per person.
Og I skal vide, at det koster omkring $4,000 per person.
Have it's having preparations in their own state.
Både med forberedelser i staten, de kommer fra.
The flight ticket.
Og fly.
And mainly the absorption in Israel for a year or two, that's the main cost for each person to come to Israel.
Det integrationsprogram, vi har for 1-2 år, som hver kommer igennem.
And Karen, I saw that's exactly their mission by the state of Israel to raise those funds somehow from around the world to absorb Jews coming to Israel.
Og det er jo staten Israels organisation, kan man sige, statslig organisation, Karen Haizot, som har taget det ansvar og sagt, det vil vi betale for, at jøder bliver integreret.
Now when you hear firsthand, okay, and experiencing, especially Ethiopian Jews coming for the first time and hearing what they had to say, it's something that this is all worth the while of taking part of this.
Når du hører for første gang, hvad etiopiske jøder fortæller, hvordan det er at komme til landet, så er det virkelig der, du tænker, det her det er værd at arbejde med.
Shalom, shalom. ፍራት ከዚህ ሀገር በመግባቴ ደስተኛ ነኝ ፍራት ቢሰማኝ አይገበኝም ቅድስት ሀገር ስለገባሁኝ የሚያስፈራ ነገር
كل يهودي بكل مكان بالعالم צריך לראות את מדינת ישראל כאילו היא ביתו ולדעת שיש לו לאן להגיע ברוכים הבאים
אני מחכה 11 שנה אמא אבא
אחרי 20 שנה ברוך השם אני רואה אותם היום תודה למדינת ישראל
באתי לכאן כדי לקבל את העולים ותודה לקרן היסוד על התמיכה ועל הסיוע בנושא של העלייה וקליטה
Thank you, dear donors of Keren Hayesod. Your support is invaluable. We are just seeing now how much your support means to so many human beings who've arrived as Jews who expected and wanted to reach this moment of stepping foot in the land of Israel.
ולתורים של קרן היסוד, אני רוצה להגיד תודה רבה בשם כל המשפחות שבאמת אתם עוזרים לנו להעלות אותם למדינה ולהגיע לחבר אותם לחיק משפחתם ותודה רבה
So this is again from recent you saw this in February this was happening.
So det var her fra februar vi så fra videoen.
And I just want to sum up this moment.
Så jeg vil bare gerne lige opsummere det her øjeblik.
So what I have over here this is to give you Christina. This is a medallion of showing the Ethiopian Jews coming back to Jerusalem. After 2500 years and this is for us to be saying thank you God bless this is
oh,
for you
this is for us I'm sorry wow that's you. Amazing
so this is wow. A souvenir you could have in your office or your home
yeah it's beautiful thank
but
you
but this is for us a recognition of showing saying thank you
thank you, thank you very much
it's a pleasure
thank you. En smuk medalje, som beskriver, hvordan de etiopiske jøder kommer hjem, som ICJ har fået. Vi sender lige rundt. Vi skal lov at se den. Virkelig flot.
We put the focus specifically on the Ethiopian Jews, which are literally now, like you saw, also coming back 2 weeks ago, are coming now, these months, to Israel. So make it very relevant to show that we thank you and appreciate all your efforts, blessings, and support for this cause.
Vi fokuserer lige nu på de etiopiske jøder, som I har set. At det er dem, vi fokuserer på, og derfor så har vi også brug for at give jer sådan en medalje for at sige, at I har været med til at sende dem hjem. Det er jeres midler, der gør, at vi kan arbejde og sende dem hjem.
So I'll try only with the time we have left, maybe tell you a bit of my personal story, how I got involved with this kind of work, and also basically go by recent events in Israel in the past week, the past month, and to try connecting everything together somehow.
Så jeg vil gerne fortælle min egen personlige historie, og også fortælle lidt om, hvad der sker over de sidste par måneder i Israel, og prøve at sætte det sammen, min egen historie og det, som sker lige nu.
And I'll tell you, I can start by saying it was so lovely to land yesterday here when it was a bit raining, I was very cooled down. It's pretty hot right now in Israel.
Var skønt at lande i Billund Lufthavn, fordi det var køligt, og jeg blev kølet lidt ned der, så varmt i Israel for tiden.
It was extremely hot last weekend, exactly last weekend.
I sidste weekend var det ekstremt varmt.
We had over 40 degrees in most of the country.
Ja, over 40 grader i det meste af landet.
And of course, in the previous years, when you have heat waves, we should always be expecting fire. A lot of big fires happening.
De foregående år har vi haft så høje temperaturer, at vi har forventet, at der kommer brande. Vi ser brande, markbrande.
Fires that has been proven, that have been started by our cousins living in Israel, by the Arab population.
Vi har også brande, som er bevisligt sat påsat af, af vores familie i Israel, den arabiske del.
You can see here on your left, this is a community called Modi'im. There was 40 out of 50 homes were completely burned down.
Det er et område, der hedder Modi'im, og der var 40%
40 out of 50 homes were destroyed, were completely burned down.
40 ud af 50 huse blev brændt fuldstændig ned.
People who lost everything in these fires.
Som mistede alt.
We had thousands that were evacuated.
Vi havde tusinder, der blev evakueret.
And we had many countries from around us actually helping with support to put up the fires.
Der var faktisk mange lande, der hjalp os med at stille brændene.
And unfortunately, as time goes by, like I said, this coming summer, we should be expecting more and more fires. It's just part of the reality.
Og desværre, når vi ser hen mod sommeren, så vil vi forventeligt se flere brænde. Det er desværre en del af virkeligheden.
The other extreme events that were happening in May, the first days of May, we had 700 rockets that were fired from Gaza towards center in South Israel.
Og den anden virkelighed, vi står overfor, er, at i de første dage af maj måned, var der 700 raketter, der blev sendt fra Gaza ind over Israel.
And you just turn on the television news or reading the newspapers. Almost nobody actually heard about this. Only one side of the story was getting more and more coverage, especially in Gaza.
Desværre, hvis man ser nyhedsmedier og viser, så er det kun den ene side af sagen, der bliver præsenteret. Desværre.
And actually, this has been my work for many years, living on the Gaza border.
Det her, det har været noget af mit arbejde, fordi jeg har boet på grænsen til Gaza.
I lived in the city called Sderot, which is the closest city to the Gaza Strip.
Jeg har levet i den by, der hedder Sderot, som er den tætteste by på Gaza.
I've been under thousands of rocket fire.
Jeg har været under tusindvis af raketangreb.
And as a photojournalist, I had a big challenge to capture the human side of the story, living under this kind of extreme conditions.
Og fordi jeg er uddannet fotograf, så havde jeg virkelig udfordringer med virkelig at fange de rigtige billeder og leve under det her.
I mean, it's hard to try to describe the people, but living on the Gaza border, once you have a siren go off, you have 15 seconds or less to run for your life.
Det er svært at forklare, hvordan det er at bo så tæt på grænsen, fordi når først sirenen lyder, har du 15 sekunder til at nå ind i en bombeshelter, altså en beskyttelsesrum, ja.
And this has been the reality for the past 18 years in this region on the Gaza border.
Og det har været vores virkelighed i de sidste 18 år på grænsen til Gaza.
And I personally took upon myself to document and to show this side of the story out to the world.
Og jeg tog det på mig som et personligt ansvar at dokumentere de her angreb og kunne give det ud til verden ved at tage billeder.
And I literally traveled around the world to present this story.
Og jeg har været rejst rundt i hele verden for at præsentere den anden side af historien.
This was my first connection to the Scandinavian countries, was presenting Israel living on the Gaza border.
Og det var den første forbindelse jeg fik med de nordiske lande Skandinavien, da jeg rejste her for at vise billederne fra Gaza.
It's been getting more intense in the past year. We had 8 missile escalations in the past year.
Og det har eskaleret det sidste par år. Vi har haft 8 deciderede sådan bombeperioder.
Every day we've been having fires going on from kite bombs and balloons attached to them, bombs that were sent from Gaza into Israel, burning up the fields, the natural forests.
Hver dag så ser vi, at der kommer ind brandballoner. Det er sådan nogle balloner, der kommer ind, og så når de falder ned, så sætter de brand på markerne. Det er noget, vi oplever hver dag.
This is just a 2-minute video of the recent events of the fires that was basically destroying the land in this area.
Det her, det er kun bare en 2-minutters video, der viser, hvad der sker, når markerne så tæt på Gaza bliver sat i brand.
The one before.
Og vi skal lige have den der var før.
Yeah, this one.
Den.
The difference between the two sides is in the day that we'll stop fighting, we're probably going to die. But in the day that they will stop fighting, we'll have peace. There are kites that are being over in the fields.
We're dealing here is it's a new kind of terror. It comes from Gaza Strip.
זה הרגשה מאוד קשה. קשה לכל חקלאי לראות את ה... זה כאילו שאתה מאבד משהו מהגוף, משהו מהנשמה שלך.
Our bread is burning every day. Why? The public needs to see it. It's awful.
ועוד שאתה רואה כל יום וכל יום משרות לך יותר, אתה נלחם ואתה מנסה להציל כמה שיותר, אתה לא כל כך מצליח.
Someone has to stop it.
אחרי שטיפחת והסתובבת וראית איך הוא גדל מנבט עד לצמח גדול, זה צובט בלב. צובט.
Next video. This is basically my work of arriving to people's houses that were hit and destroyed by rockets. And this is, yeah, go ahead, you can press. No, the video.
So, den her video viser de menneskers historie, de huse, som jeg er gået ud for at besøge.
I started documenting the Jewish symbols inside the homes that were hit to try and make things a bit more personal. To explain who's been the target over here.
Så jeg prøvede at tage fat i den enkelte historie for at det blev personligt gjort, hvem det er det går ud over.
These of course are the Hamsa symbol, the hand symbol coming Jews adopting the symbol coming from the Muslim Arab countries.
Den håndsymbolet er fra de muslimske lande.
And the endless stories of this region, I mean live miracles that happen. We're talking about tens of thousands of rockets exploding fired towards this region.
Jeg vil også beskrive, at det er også et mirakel, at så mange tusindvis af bomber, at stadigvæk er området, bor mennesker i området her.
And how do you tell this story? This became part of the challenge.
Så hvordan skal du fortælle den historie? Det var min udfordring.
I personally, you could ask anybody if you ever come to Israel, you just travel this region. Every person has its own unique experience and story about a rocket exploding right next to them.
Hvis du rejser til Israel i det her område, og du spørger, vil du høre en hver fortælle sin egen historie i forhold til bomber.
And this is when I first realized how this is again also part of the prophecies that we're talking about the live miracles happening in this region.
Det var i den periode for første gang, at jeg egentlig fandt ud af, at det har en sammenhæng også med de profetier, der er skrevet.
It is a land the Lord, your God, cares for. The eyes of the Lord, your God, are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end. Deuteronomy 11:12.
Ja. 3. Mosebog 11.
These are synagogues that were hit by direct hits. These are the Sabbath candles in the background. Anyway, it's possible to make things a bit more personal by seeing this firsthand.
Det er Guds land, det som Gud har omsorg for, Guds øje, eller Herrens øje, er over det. Jeres Gud er bestandigt er over det, altså ser over det fra begyndelsen af året til enden af året.
Okay, moving on to the next
slide. Kan vi tage den
næste
slide?
So doing this for many years, and once I got married, I moved on with my personal life.
Og da jeg så blev gift, så gik jeg ligesom videre i min personlige historie.
I moved to the Judea Hills.
Så flyttede jeg til Judæas bakker.
This is actually where the prophet Amos actually lived.
Der hvor profeten Amos levede.
This is in Tekoa.
In Tekoa.
Okay, and I use these images of, you know, the grapes and the harvests over here.
Jeg viser billederne af området her. I så vintruerne.
This is from Amos chapter 9, verses 13.
Og det her, det er fra Amos bog, kapitel 9.
The time will come, says the Lord, when the grain and grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. Then the terraced vineyards of the hills of Israel will drip with sweet wine. This is Amos 9:13. Seeing prophecies literally coming true, exactly where we live today.
Yes, det kommer her. Der skal komme dage, siger Herren, da den, som pløjer, følger lige efter den, som høster. Den, som træder persen, lige efter den, som sår. Bjergene drypper med most. Alle højene driver af hvede. Jeg vender mit folk Israels skæbne. De skal genopbygge de forladte byer og bo i dem. De skal plante vingård og drikke vinen. De skal anlægge haver og spise frugten. Jeg planter dem på deres jord. De skal aldrig mere rykkes op fra den jord, jeg har givet dem, siger Herren din Gud.
If you realize over there in the background, this shaped mountain, this is the Herodion. Have you ever heard of the Herodion? This is King Herod's palace, right in our back of our yard.
Så I ser bjergtoppen her, det er kong Herodes' bjerg.
King Herod's
bjerg.
Yeah, so this is the highest monument of the entire Judean desert.
Så det er det højeste monument vi har i hele Judæa, som er.
And I've realized last winter, because we're at the opening of the desert, every winter we have the Jerusalem hills, we have the Judean desert, we are in between, so we have rainbows throughout the entire winter, rainbows all the time.
Jeg lagde mærke til sidste vinter, at fordi vi ligger der geografisk mellem Jerusalems bjerge og Judæas ørken, så ser vi regnbuen hver vinter.
And of course, when every time you see a rainbow, you always think about the prophecies of God to Noah.
Og hver gang du ser en regnbue, så bliver det jo mindet om Guds løfter til Noah.
That he will not destroy the land again.
At han ikke vil ødelægge landet igen.
But as a photographer, I realized last winter chasing these rainbows to get that perfect picture.
Som fotograf, der jagtede jeg de her regnbuer for at få det perfekte billede.
I realized this is the exact same adrenaline I had chasing rockets for many years on the Gaza border.
Jeg kunne mærke, at det var noget af den samme adrenalin, da jeg ligesom måtte løbe fra bomberne ved Gaza. Sådan løb jeg efter regnbuerne nu for at kunne tage billeder af.
And that's why I called my story from rockets to rainbows.
Så derfor kalder jeg min egen historie fra bomber eller fra raketter til regnbuer.
Which was presenting the Israeli contrast of one hand living in confrontation lines. It could be very intense, very dramatic. On the other hand, experiencing the land of Israel, the power of the land of Israel, and the beauty of it. That was my contrast trying to share with people all the time.
Så det jeg gerne vil vise, det er ligesom kontrasten mellem at leve, at man er under bombeangreb, og den tension det er. Og så at jeg også bor i landet, løfternes land, og regnbuen, som så smukt beskriver løfterne.
Okay, this is bringing a new Torah scroll into the synagogue.
Og her er vi ved at bringe en ny Torah, skriftrulle ind til synagogen.
This is our community. This is in Nokodim. So the first verse in Amos is talking about how he prophets about Jerusalem between Tekoa and Nokodim, which is exactly these areas.
Så det er præcis det område, som profeten Amos taler om. Herodin. Is that right?
The what?
Herodin.
Amos prophets between Tekoa and Nokodim.
Nokodim. Så det er områder, hvor Noam bor nu, og vi så billederne fra hans community, altså hans menighed, hans fællesskab. Det er steder, som profeten Amos taler om.
Yeah, so that's just the first sentence of Amos. This is just a couple of seconds of showing the Herodion.
Og vi ser lige Herodion-bjerget.
Of course, inside
eller
it,
monumentet.
You have a church inside. You used to have a synagogue inside. One of the most enchanted places we actually have in Israel today. And like we said, this is a 15 minutes drive from Jerusalem.
Det er kun 15 minutters kørsel fra Jerusalem. Der har før været en kirke og en synagoge her.
And this is literally in the back of our yards.
Og det er lige baggrunden eller baghaven hvorfra jeg bor.
So people to say we have no historical rights to the land.
Så dem der siger at jødiske folk ikke har nogen historisk ret til landet.
I show people what's happening in our back of our yards.
Så må jeg vise dem hvad der sker i vores baghave.
So this is my home.
Så det er faktisk mit hjem.
And now the other side of it just a month ago. Okay. A bit over a month ago.
Kun for en måned siden på den anden side.
You know, seeing if I think the best time if you ever come visit traveling in Israel is around March, April, when everything is blooming, everything is alive. This is in our backyard. The whole desert becomes alive.
Tidspunkt at rejse til Israel er der i marts, april, hvor hele ørkenen kommer til live.
It's beautiful irising.
Det er en irisblomst.
Iris, yeah, comes out only once, like a week during the year.
Kommer kun en uge, står måske kun en uge i løbet af året.
This is the end of March.
Det her happening. Er
everything
af
is blooming, and seeing this, of course, you appreciate the rain, the rainfall that we have, which we feel very blessed having the rain. We had, thank goodness, we had a very good year of rain this year in Israel.
Vi værdsætter regnen, og vi har haft et rigtig godt regnår i år i vinteren.
So check this out. This is again showing again the Eden.
Så her ser I igen altså paradisdelen af.
And of course, when you see this again, you cannot stop thinking about prophecies.
Så kan man ikke.
Isaiah 51, verses 3. The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing.
Ja, Herren trøster Sion, trøster alle hendes ruiner. Han gør hendes ørken som Eden, det øde land som Herrens have. Fryd og glæde skal der lyde, takkesang og klingende spil.
So this is how Israel looks like. Looks like Scandinavia during March, April. You travel so around.
Israel ligner Skandinavien her, kan I se.
But yeah, but really, when you see this, you really appreciate every single drop of water we get, because we really do need the water.
Så du værdsætter hver enkelt dråbe vand, der kommer.
And today, what this brought me to the next cause in life is basically the next thing over here, which is something which is very excited to be a part of.
Så det her udgangspunktet for det næste skridt i mit liv, som jeg gerne vil dele med jer.
If you just go down here, you'll get the you'll have it. Okay, yeah, you can go to the end of the video. Do that again. Do that again on the left.
So beautiful, so we enjoy.
Yes, this is the best time of the year to
the
be
picture.
There. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Anybody guess what this is? Where this is?
Er der nogen der ved hvor det er fra?
What body of water is this?
Hvor er det fra? Yeah, the Dead Sea.
This is the Dead Sea. Okay, experiencing literally the prophecies coming true about the Dead Sea and being one of the first ones to explore the Dead Sea on a boat. There's only one boat today in the Dead Sea. It's something that's so exciting to be a part of.
Jeg har været en af de første til at udforske også, hvad det er for nogle mirakler og løfter, der er omkring det døde hav. Og der er kun én båd, der sejler på det døde hav, og det er den båd, som jeg står for.
Check out this video.
Prøv at se den her video.
And this is basically a cause. This is showing the Dead Sea's water going down, all the way down.
At det døde havs vandstand.
And these beautiful salt formations are coming out from the water.
Kommer saltformationer frem.
As time goes by, you see everything is coming out. This is only like in 6 months.
So, som
exact same location, water going down and all these chimneys coming up.
At vandet falder, vandstanden falder og saltformationerne kommer frem.
And what are these salt chimneys that has to do with prophecy?
Og hvad har de egentlig med profetier at gøre, de her saltkonstruktioner?
This is coming from the fresh water coming from the Hebron and Jerusalem mountains. Underneath the ground into the Dead Sea.
Der kommer frisk vand oppe fra Jerusalem under jorden ind i det døde hav.
And in the fresh waters you have microorganism, live live creatures which are creating these beautiful salt formations.
Og i det levende vand, altså det friske vand, er der organismer, som faktisk laver de her saltformationer.
And when you see this, it goes, it takes you to the prophecies of Zechariah 14:8.
Når du ser de her saltformationer, de bliver dannet, så tager det dig til profeten Zacharias.
On that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it east to the Dead Sea, and half of it to the west to the Mediterranean Sea, in summer and in winter. This is happening throughout the entire time.
På den dag skal levende vand strømme ud fra Jerusalem, halvdelen ud i havet i øst og halvdelen ud i havet i vest, både sommer og vinter, og det er det, vi ser, der sker.
And yeah, this is literally what's been created in the Dead Sea because of the fresh waters that they're talking about in the prophecies, how fresh water is going to turn it alive coming out. This is only learned to science like 6 years ago.
So, det her,
so things are happening right now.
Det er, hvad vi faktisk rent fysisk ser ske ved det vand, der kommer, levende vand fra Jerusalem, de er, skaber de her saltformationer.
At the same time, because the water is receding, we have sinkholes that are appearing throughout the entire region, destroying the area actually.
På samme tid ser vi, fordi vandet standen synker, at vi får de her sinkhuller langs med
So one hand, it's a catastrophe happening in this region of these sinkholes that are appearing in the middle of the road and beaches, closing off the entire area.
Så på den ene side er det faktisk naturkatastrofer, fordi de her sinkhuller, de ødelægger veje og infrastruktur omkring det døde hav.
But on the other hand, you have life coming out from this area. Look at all the vegetation.
På den anden side, så er det et mirakel, fordi vi ser, at der kommer levende vegetation ud på steder, som ikke har været levende før.
And the first time I went to explore these sinkholes, look what I saw. What are those small things over there?
Første gang jeg skulle undersøge sådan et af de her sinkhuller, prøv at se hvad jeg så. Prøv at kigge på hullerne.
These are fish. Fish in the Dead Sea shores.
Jeg så fisk i de døde havs sinkhullerne.
Now, I took these pictures not realizing by publishing it around the world what kind of rush this will do in the spiritual world. I had no idea.
Da jeg tog billederne herfra, så vidste jeg ikke, hvilken sensation det ville bringe ud i den åndelige del af, kan man sige, verden, fordi at man rører ved profetier her, I mean, dimensioner. Do you have time for question now, or you want questions after?
Whatever you want.
There is a lady, she has a question.
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you mean it's the earth is,
yeah, opens up.
Yeah.
Because the fresh water melts the salt and it's not, yeah, heavy enough. That's why it's creating sinkholes.
Med sinkhuller. Nej. Det er jorden der falder sammen.
So yeah, one hand, like we said, part of the Israeli story, one hand it could be a catastrophe, but on the other hand having life coming out from this area, yeah, is something amazing to be showing. If you go on Google and write fish in the Dead Sea, I'm number one over there.
Hvis du googler fisk i det døde hav, så vil du finde mig. Jeg ligger øverst på Google.
These reports went all the way to the Vatican, to the second largest newspaper. I was getting hate mail saying, you're lying, no such thing, fish in the Dead Sea.
Det er gået helt til Vatikanet og til de største mediebureauer, og jeg har fået mails, hvor der står, du lyver, det findes ikke.
And of course, the more you get into it, the more this is exactly according to prophecies. Men this is in Ezekiel 47.
Men jo mere man går ind til det, så finder man ud af, at det har noget med profeti at gøre. Og her skal vi læse fra Ezekiel 47.
He said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah, where it enters the Dead Sea. When it empties into the Dead Sea, into the sea, the salty water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. This is Ezekiel 47, verses 8 and 9.
Han sagde til mig, at dette vand løber ud i landskabet mod øst og ned i Araba-lavningen, og det når til havet med det bittersalte vand, så vandet bliver sundt. alle levende væsener, som vrimler, skal kunne leve over alt, hvor strømmene kommer, og der skal være en mængde fisk. For når dette vand kommer der hen, bliver vandet sundt, og over alt, hvor strømmen kommer, bliver der liv.
So, before I forget what I have here to show you, who's been here to the Dead Sea?
Så hvem har været her i, hvem har været ved det døde hav?
So, okay, most of you have been there.
And the rest will come.
Rest will come.
Surely, very soon.
Well, guess I have here a Dead Sea treasure that I'm sure none of you has actually seen before.
Jeg har en skat fra det døde hav, som ingen har set før.
It doesn't bite.
Så so nu får out. Gert lov til at se.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one. show it to everybody. What do you have there?
So can they see it?
Yeah.
Du må vise hvad det er du har.
These are salt diamonds.
Det er saltdiamanter.
Now don't lick it. I cannot promise who licked it before.
Lad være med at slikke på det. Jeg kan ikke love, hvem der har slikket på det før.
So these salt diamonds are coming out as cubes. And where do they come out from?
De kommer simpelthen ud som sådan nogle firkanter, altså kuber.
They come out from the sinkholes. Sinkholes, which is destroying the land, destroying the
area.
De
kommer ud af de her jordhuller, som ødelægger landet, kan man sige.
You have this pure magic coming out.
Men du har det her rene magi, and der actually, kommer ud af hullerne.
Every time we take people out on this boat, we go to a certain place where we start digging like little kids, and everybody takes a salt diamond as a souvenir.
Så når jeg har nogen, der kommer med ud på båden, så tager vi ud til de her specielle områder, hvor der er jordhuller, og så begynder vi at grave, og ud kommer.
So just being involved with this throughout my adult life, you know, being exposed to rocket fire, experiencing live miracles, going through the Judean desert and seeing the blooming of the desert, going through the Dead Sea and experiencing prophecies coming true, naturally brought me to the main cause of the main mission of life today.
Så mit liv fra at have været ved Gaza, hvor jeg var under angreb, har mærket det på mit liv. Og videre til Judæas bjerge, som I så som blomster, får nyt liv. Og til det døde hav, som producerer liv nu, fisk, vegetation. Det har ført mig faktisk til der, hvor jeg er i dag, at arbejde med Elia.
So it's not only realizing how these are true days we're talking about, what's happening these days, which are true days.
Så det er virkelig, hvad der sker i de her dage. Det er ikke fortid, det er, hvad der sker lige nu.
But taking part of the, literally of fulfilling biblical prophecies.
Så det er faktisk, at vi får lov til at være en del af de bibelske profetier.
And the immediate connection from Ezekiel that we just read about in the Dead Sea. You take the exact same book from Ezekiel 11.
Så hvis I tænker på de profetier, vi lige har læst fra Ezekiel,
and talking about the prophecies.
11, og så til, ja, fra Ezekiel 11, de profetier, der taler, altså det som han har fortalt, og så når vi ser profetierne her i Ezekiel.
And therefore say, this is what the Lord God says, I will gather you from the peoples and assemble you from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel.
Så når vi læser videre i profetierne som en naturlig udvikling, så læser vi fra Ezekiel 11:17. Sig derfor, dette siger Gud Herren, jeg bringer jer tilbage fra folkene, jeg samler jer fra de lande, hvor I blev spredt, og jeg giver jer Israels land.
And you know, you're realizing there is tens of prophecies talking about exactly about that aspect of Jews returning back to their homeland.
Og det er en kendsgerning, at der er masser af vis af skriftsteder, som taler om, at det jødiske folk skal vende hjem.
And that's when Karen and I saw it, reached out to me, knowing the work I've been doing, of doing this kind of work and traveling around the world, offered me to take part of this mission.
Så det var den måde Kjær Højsot ligesom nåede mig. De kendte min historie, at jeg havde rejst rundt i verden, og de spurgte, vil du ikke være med i at være med til at se de her profetier blive opfyldt?
And I first went to meet these Ethiopian families over 3 months ago, who literally just arrived in Israel.
Da jeg første gang for 3 måneder siden kom ud for at møde de etiopiske jøder, som ankom.
And this man was named, his name is Ephraim. one of the tribes of Israel, of Jacob.
Denne mands navn er Ephraim.
And it was just so exciting to, I mean, they didn't speak Hebrew yet, so I needed someone to translate from Amharic, the Ethiopian language, to Hebrew. Thank you.
Han taler ikke hebraisk endnu, men han der måtte være en der oversatte fra Amharisk, ja, ind til hebraisk.
And I asked Ephraim, so is that it? Do you feel like you came home? Did everything come true?
Og jeg spurgte ham, er det som at komme hjem? Kom alting til opfyldelse for dig?
And I'll never forget this. He grabs my shoulders, looks into my eyes, and he goes to me, listen, son. He goes, for 2,500 years, our people in Ethiopia have been dreaming and praying 3 times a day to return to Jerusalem.
Jeg vil aldrig glemme, da han tog fat i min skulder og sagde, nu skal du høre, min søn. De sidste 2500 år, der har vi bedt 3 gange om dagen, og vi måtte komme tilbage til Jerusalem.
And I waited for this day for them to actually go, because they don't go straight to Jerusalem as the land. They go to an observation center, different parts around Israel.
Så jeg ventede på det at komme hertil. Det vi skal forstå, det er, at de går ikke direkte til Jerusalem. De skal igennem et integrationsprogram inden. Før de kommer til Jerusalem.
And I waited for the day for them to actually come to Jerusalem for the first time.
Så jeg må vente på at de kommer til Jerusalem for første gang.
So I came, this is the first time they came to Jerusalem.
Og så kom jeg med da de første gang kom til Jerusalem.
It was an exciting thing just to follow them and to see it from the side.
Og det var fantastisk at følge dem og se dem på sidelinjen.
And seeing them reaching out, you know, the western wall and just touching it.
Se hvordan de måtte røre ved gradmuren og bare være der.
You know, this is again Isaiah 62:1. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet. Till her vindication shines out like dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch.
Og igen er det profetier fra Bibelen, der går i opfyldelse i Isaiah 62:1. For Sions skyld vil jeg ikke tige, for Jerusalems skyld vil jeg ikke være tavs, før dens ret bryder frem som et lysskær og dens frelse som en flammende fakkel.
Now at the same time, seeing all this, the sacrifice these Ethiopians actually made to the first ones actually coming to Israel walked to Israel, actually through Sudan, through Egypt, through the Sinai. Thousands of them actually were killed and died on the way.
Og når vi forstår, hvilken lidelse det har været, hvad prisen har været for de etiopiske jøder at komme til Israel, I må forstå, at de første, de gik fysisk hele vejen gennem Sudan og op igennem Afrika, og de døde undervejs. Så det er en lidelsesfuld historie, de har.
And they have a memorial place where all the names, those who actually died on the way, and we brought their families to see and to give respect to their family members who passed away on their journey walking to Israel.
Og de har mindeplader som beskriver hvem der døde under vandringen til Israel.
And I'm proud to say this is the foundation, this is the organization we are part of today.
Og det er meget stolt at kunne sige at det her det er den organisation som vi er en del af i dag, der står med det her arbejde.
In any way as possible of giving the opportunity for people of taking part of fulfilling biblical prophecies.
Og det er en helt særlig mulighed, og derfor er jeg glad for, at jeg også kan invitere jer til at være med i det her arbejde, for at opfylde, være med til at opfylde bibelsk profeti.
What's exciting actually, and next month, July 17th, we have a huge event of having a jumbo plane.
Næste måned, altså i juli, den 17. juli, har vi et stort event, hvor vi vil have et jumbo fly. Ja,
a jumbo plane, a
meget stort fly, en jumbo jet. Yeah.
Of bringing Jews from all around the world, making aliyah.
Som vil bringe jøder fra hele verden.
This is a project that happens once a year, that we have a whole celebration around that.
Så det er ligesom en årlig tilbagevendende jubilæum eller begivenhed, hvor vi fejrer, at de kommer hjem.
And we actually invite representatives like Christina to take part, to actually be there and to see it and to take part of the ceremony.
Så vi inviterer vores samarbejdsrelationer Jeg er også inviteret. Jeg er på Summer Oasis, så jeg måtte sige nej tak.
So we could think afterwards, any representatives. I know you have a camp.
Yes.
To go to.
Men så det er en fantastisk mulighed at at være sammen med Karen Aysot i de her arrangementer.
But anyway, this is a 4-minute summary of Karen Aysot and that Aliyah work that the Friends of Israel department has been doing. So let's just share this with you. This will be a nice summary.
Jeg vil gerne vise jer det her, fordi det ligesom viser Karen Aysots arbejde som en opsummering af det, som jeg har fortalt jer.
You can put the volume up, maybe.
The Lord say, those he redeemed from adversity, whom he gathered in from the lands, from east and west, from the north and from the sea. Some lost their way in the wilderness. In the wasteland they found no settled place, hungry and thirsty. Their spirit failed. In their adversity they cried for the Lord, and he rescued them from their troubles. Psalms 107, 1-6. The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel is a story of biblical proportions. Friends of Israel around the world have been playing a key role in helping bring the Jewish people home.
Happy birthday, Israel! We love you!
It's a very heartbreaking moment that I have ever been in the whole of my life. I don't have any word that I can describe, but I want to tell you, this is Bible prophecy come into fulfillment. It's not just my heart, but I can feel the heart of Abba Father. Abba Father in heaven is so pleased to see his children who are scattered all around the globe is coming back home.
Ethiopia. Here for thousands of years lived the remnants of the tribe of Dan, dreaming that one day they would return to the land of their fathers, to the land of Israel, the promised land. The story of the return of the people of Israel to the land of Israel is unfolding in our lifetimes. We are not only privileged to bear witness to it, we are also privileged to become partners in this task.
Good afternoon, guys. I am so happy to see you here again. I haven't seen you a long time. Really, I miss you. Since we meet each other in Ethiopia over 4 years, we meet here in Israel in Observatory Center. I am very happy to see you again, and really, I miss you. One day, my father gathered all the family, and he told us that comes the time we will go to Jerusalem. We need to sell everything that we had, and we will start the journey.
መሰረቱን ነው ቆልፎ ባልና ሚስት እጅና ጓንት ሆናችሁ ልጆቻችሁ ስታሳድጉ ስትተዛዘኑ ስትተባበሩ ስትከባበሩ
I remember the specifically day that we started the journey, and he told us that we will do it at night. The journey was very very difficult. We walked 100 kilometers. We had no idea how long we need continue go. We didn't know how long kilometers from Ethiopia to Sudan, because we didn't know map, we didn't know geography. We have no idea. It was the miracle journey. I was very, very happy because I understand that we are going to fulfill the dream to go to Jerusalem, to the Holy Land. We will come back home. We say to ourselves that we will help each other. We never give up about everybody from the group. We started the journey. Thanks God, we will arrive to refugee camp of Sudan together. Then we will arrive to Jerusalem, to the Holy Land.
We were about to evacuate 14,500 Ethiopian Jews from Addis Ababa to Tel Aviv. I flew a 747. We had 760 seats, and I sat on the floor between the seats. We had 1,087 souls on board. I said it's our obligation to bring everybody to Israel. When we descended and came over Jerusalem, there was not one person in the cockpit who had no tears in his eyes.
Israel has provided a home to 3.5 million new immigrants since it was founded in 1948. About 40% of them have arrived in recent decades, since 1990. And Keren Hayesod has been there to make their task of absorption into the country possible. Israel is renowned for what it has done in welcoming immigrants, providing housing, teaching the newcomers Hebrew, the language of the Bible, revived in modern times by Jews returning to the Holy Land.
Oftentimes, the arrival in Israel is only the beginning. And this is something that we are very proud to have partners around the world who work with us throughout the entire process. We have special absorption centers in which they reside with other people of their age. And they go through various processes of learning Hebrew, provide them with the relevant training in order to prepare them to take the relevant exams so they can work here in Israel. And so we have many projects funded, supported by Keren Hayesod UIA at the Jewish Agency that serve to ease that process and make it much easier for these immigrants to adjust to Israeli society and maintain their status as the elder and as the sort of guiding light of these families.
Kulam mevinim she kashe meot lehatchil chayim behatchala ומאוד עוזרים לנו, בעוד שנה אתה יכול כבר להיות רופא.
Hold up a signal to the nations and assemble the banished of Israel and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Tonight, you have the opportunity to enter into the story before the window of opportunity slams shut. Please help bring back the Jewish people to their ancestral homeland.
Okay, so with this, we're really hoping to take parts with basically Friends of Israel throughout the entire Nordic countries to taking part of fulfilling these biblical prophecies.
Jeg glæder mig til at samarbejde med de skandinaviske lande om at være med til at opfylde de bibelske profetier.
Now, whoever wants, we send a newsletter once, first of all, when things are happening in Israel, but also updating where things are at in terms of Aliyah projects or Aliyah overall, who's coming to Israel. This is happening all the time. So if you want to be part of this email list, you're more than welcome to take part of
it. Vi sender et nyhedsmail ud, så hvis du har lyst til at modtage et nyhedsmail, så kan du skrive dig på listen her, så får du ny information om, hvad der sker, hvem der kommer hjem. Og man kan sige, når I støtter ICJ's allierarbejde, så går pengene til Keren Hayesod, som vi samarbejder med. Så på den måde, så hænger vi sammen. Vi arbejder sammen.
And we're really hoping that together with Christina and ICJ, we will be able to find these communities, these people that will be able to sponsor and adopt even one person, even one Jew to come to Israel will be a great support for us to keep on doing this kind of work.
Vi ønsker egentlig i samarbejde med ICJ at kunne få kontakt med mennesker som jer og andre her i de skandinaviske lande, som gerne vil sponsorere en jøde til at komme hjem og være med i arbejdet.
We have a saying in Judaism, the one who saves one life is equals as he saved the entire world.
Vi har et jødisk ordsprog, der siger, at den som redder et menneske, redder hele menneskeheden.
No, if it's one person observation of one Jew to make Aliyah is around $4,000, we are hoping that those, if there are families or communities that would want to adopt even one person or one family for basically taking part of fulfilling this biblical prophecy.
Og da det koster $4,000 for en at komme ind i Israel med flybilletter og integration, så håber vi måske, at vi kunne samarbejde med nogle kirker eller familier og sige, en vil vi gerne støtte. For eksempel som menighed her, kunne man måske støtte en. Så det er et forslag til, hvordan det kunne se ud.
And last point, we are hoping to come back to Denmark towards the end of the year, around the end of November and December, travel different parts around the country.
Vi håber at komme tilbage i slutningen af året her i november og december.
And hoping to have events with Friends of Israel for this purpose.
Og vi vil gerne samarbejde med jer om at have nogle events, som har det her som formål at samle mennesker, der vil hjælpe til Aliyah.
And we see that ICAJ a full partnership in this aspect of filling up this mission.
Og som I kan se, er ICJ et fuldt partnerskab, vi har at stå sammen med.
So thank you once again for having me, for hosting me. God bless everyone, and shalom.
Mange, mange tak, fordi at jeg måtte være her, og I ville være værter for mig. Og jeg ønsker jer shalom. And Noam, I also want to say thank you very much for coming. Jeg ønsker at sige mange tak for, at Noam er kommet. Thank you for traveling from Israel to Denmark, and also your heart for being together with us in the Christian community. It's very special that you have love for the Christian community, and you see the value that we are working together. And even the way you participate in our worship, you just honor and respect, and that is so beautiful and very precious for us. And we honor you, and we honor our Jewish roots, our faith from the Jewish people, and we want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Well, thank you. Ja, ja, that's a good idea. Er der nogle spørgsmål, så vil Noam gerne stille op til det, hvis der er nogen af jer, der har nogle spørgsmål. Der er et spørgsmål her. Ja. 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 Ja, godt spørgsmål. This lady, she asked, you said that the Ethiopian Jews were from Dan, the tribe of Dan. Can you explain how you find this, how do you find out which tribe it's from?
Good point. The truth is we do not know, well again there have been 12 tribes, we do not know exactly where all the tribes have been scattered and who comes from where. We, according to our tradition, most Jews today are coming from the word Judea, from the tribe of Judea. We do know there are Jews coming from Menashe. How do you say Menashe?
Yeah, Menashe's stamme. Yeah.
Like if it's coming from northeast India, Myanmar, Peru, the lost tribes we call them. But in terms of knowing exactly from what tribes each one actually comes, it's not exactly for sure. There are different researches, different opinions about that. There are some Christian congregations saying that they're coming from Ephraim tribe. It's interesting times, but what we do know for sure that when the, as we say as well, when the Messiah does come, we would know basically more of our roots and what tribes we actually come from specifically.
Og Noam svarer, det er et godt spørgsmål, fordi man faktisk ikke præcis kan sige det, men det er bevist, at mange sådan set kommer fra Judas stamme. Det er de fleste, der kommer derfra. Og så har vi det, vi kalder de tabte stammer, altså Manasse stamme fra Indien, er også en, man har identificeret som Manasse stamme. Og så konkluderer han, at det faktisk er først, når Messias kommer, at vi vil vide til bunds, hvor de stammerne gik hen, og hvor de er. But can you tell why it's Dan from here? Is there any...
I really do not know why it's specifically Dan.
Han ved ikke hvorfor, at man kalder det fra Dans stamme, fra Etiopien.
But in terms of Ethiopian Jews, we know that it goes back over 7 generations going back. having testimonies from the elderly fathers going back seven generations of showing how they were descendants from Israel.
Vi ved, at fra de etiopiske jøder er der syv generationer tilbage af, kan man sige, bevis for, at de er jøder og har levet som jøder og har observeret Shabbaten, har overholdt omskærelsen, har levet som jøder.
Also according to tradition, we know who's been a priest, Kohen, of priest or Levi. Is that how you say in English?
Yeah.
Levi, so that's also just according to tradition, generation after generation, all the way back to the temple time.
Og det, den eneste måde, vi sådan set kan definere, eller beskrive, hvem der er præsteslægt, det er også igennem, at det er overført fra generation til generation, at de har været præster, så har den næste i familien fået opgaven, og derved er det blevet bevaret, præstetjenesten, helt tilbage til tempel.
But because Jews were scattered all around the world, literally on the corners of the world, 2,500 years ago, we also look very different than one another.
Så fordi vi har været spredt ud i hele verden og været fra hinanden i over 2,000 år, så er det selvfølgelig forskelligt, hvordan vi ser ud og hvor vi kommer fra.
And that's experience of Israel. We have the entire world, traditions, beliefs, behavior in this tiny little country.
Det beskriver faktisk Israel som land, at du har alle verdens nationers kulturer og sprog i det her lille bitte land samlet.
Jews coming from over 100 nationalities.
De kommer fra over 100 nationer.
So it's a powerful story, it's a true story, it's a biblical, spiritual story.
Det er en kraftfuld historie, det er en sand historie, det er en bibelsk historie.
And I'm sure many of you feel this spiritual war that we are fighting today.
Og det er også en åndelig historie. Jeg er sikker på, at mange af jer også genkender, at det er en åndelig kamp.
I'll be honest, also over here in this conference.
Og som vi ved også i den her konference,
in this gathering,
er der en åndelig kamp.
I went through the 50 Christian organizations and churches.
Jeg så igennem listen af de 15 kristne organisationer, som er med her på konferencen, altså Himmelske Dage.
I was just amazed at how many are completely against Israel.
Og jeg er overrasket og rystet over, hvor mange der faktisk er imod Israel.
So we have those who are opening up their eyes and seeing how, you know, this is the truth that we're talking about. And the other ones who are being bombarded by literally propaganda, by the media, by academia. And it's a challenge. How do we reach out to them today?
Så vi har to grupper, jer som forstår, har et syn og hjerte for at forstå det bibelske profetier omkring Israel, og så er der den anden side, som bliver bombarderet med løgne fra medier og tror på det. Og spørgsmålet er, hvordan vi når dem.
And I think, by the way, one of the biggest challenges we have today is how do we reach to the next generation, providing them accurate information and truth coming up from Israel.
Og en af de største udfordringer vi alle har må være, hvordan når vi den næste generation, så de får sandhedsundervisning, oplysning omkring Israel.
And this became one of my missions as well. Any way it's possible to reaching out to the youth and using a lot of arts of visuals to inspire them about the story of Israel and the Jewish people.
Så det er også et af mit mål at nå til den næste generation. Hvordan kan jeg nå det? Hvordan kan jeg vise også dem noget fysisk, sådan så jeg kan begejstre dem og vinde dem, så de forstår Israel.
And it's an ongoing battle.
Men det er en løbende kamp. Det er en kamp, der bliver ved.
So when you do come to Israel, you're more than invited. We'd love to have you over. I just had to tell my wife before everyone's coming
over. Når I kommer til Israel, er I meget velkommen. I velkommen til at besøge mig. Jeg skal lige fortælle min hustru, at I kommer.
But there's a lot to see, a lot to experience.
Men der er meget.
We definitely encourage people.
Se og opleve, og vi vil meget gerne være i kontakt med jer.
Before I forget, also on the back table, we have that one brochure that's together with ICAJ about Keren Hayesod and our mission, as long with my business cards. So you're always welcome to be in touch.
Og vi har den her brochure, som jeg også så et billede af. Den ligger ved siden af ICJ's blade, Et ord fra Jerusalem. I er meget velkommen til at tage også en brochure fra Keren Hayesod, så vi kan holde forbindelsen. Ja.
Okay, so
thank
I'm
you.
Still going to be here.
Jeg er her i løbet af aftenen, og vi skal nyde sabbatmåltid sammen med Noam her om en times tid.
Hoping to see you next time. Okay.
Og jeg håber at se jer igen.
Right, so shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Og tusind tak.